Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2024, and on this day in 1782, George Washington ordered the establishment of the Badge of Military Merit so that generals could recognize soldiers that acted with honor, quote, whenever any singularly meritorious action is performed, the author of it shall be permitted to wear on his facings over the left breast the figure of a heart of purple cloth or silk edged with narrow lace or binding, unquote. It was an award for merit that was randomly and inconsistently used until 1942. It was originally given out for merit, and now it's awarded to any member of the armed forces who has been wounded or killed in battle or died from wounds sustained in battle. It's also been expanded to include POWs and those affected by friendly fire. Happy Purple Heart Day. Without further ado, let's jump into some news together. Let's start with some of the numbers that were crunched by the Wisconsin Policy Forum on property taxes. The total amount of taxes a municipality is able to collect is called their levy. There are restrictions on how much that can increase, which are generally called the levy limits, which has traditionally been the rate of inflation. The municipality's levies were allowed to increase by the rate of net new construction in a given year above and beyond that, which allowed for bigger jumps. Plenty of reassessments have been happening recently, and property taxes have gone up. Just think about where they would be if these limits weren't in place. It would be scary. However, it does mean that communities have not seen jumps in property tax revenues match the jumps in property tax values in recent years, and it'll take a couple years for it to catch up. Now, this may surprise you. They found that per capita property tax levies in municipalities rose from about $542 in 2014 to $687 in 2023. That is a 26.7% increase. That is slightly below the 28.7% rate of inflation over the same time period. Yes, per capita property taxes have increased below inflation. That is definitely the glass half full. The glass half empty is that property taxes still have gone up over 25% in the past decade, and that doesn't include all the other wheel taxes and referendums and all the other stuff that's piled on us as citizens and as taxpayers. I will tell you, reminders like that are a great example that the fight is worth fighting. In other news, next week, Tuesday through Thursday, is Farm Technology Days, an annual agricultural trade show intended to highlight the latest advancements in farming. This year, the fair will be just northeast of Eau Claire in Cadott. If you're planning to be there, be sure to stop by WPT's booth and say hay, or straw, or winter wheat, or whatever you like. That in itself isn't news, but also know that the DNR will again be offering free on-the-spot nitrate screening since a third of private well owners have never had their drinking water tested. So simply bring one cup of well water and you can get results back in a matter of minutes. They also made a point to suggest bringing it in a clean container. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, I may have to start doing this file as the last piece every time. We'll see. I know some of our members will appreciate this one. It's from Attorney General Josh Call, who reminds us in a press release that, quote, free and fair elections are foundational to our democracy. We are committed to ensuring The right to vote and the safety and security of our elections are protected. Unquote. You know what? Okay, I'll choose to accept that at face value. I agree with that. He also goes on to remind us that voter intimidation is a crime, so is threatening behavior toward election officials and disorderly behavior at or near polling places. Absolutely, as it should be. And who will be monitoring this? It's Wisconsin State Intelligence Center. It's the information hub for the Department of Justice's criminal investigations. They gather and share info between federal, state, local, tribal, and campus law enforcement, as well as fire service, emergency services, public health, and the military. Interesting how I don't remember a press release ever saying that the full power of the Justice Department will chase any loose threat of intimidation in ballot harvesting, but rest assured, Josh Call is on the record that he will chase any loose thread and take every accusation of writing down a license plate number very seriously. And finally, I will leave you with a quote from John Jay, one of the framers of the Constitution, the author of five of the Federalist Papers, and the first Chief Justice of the United States, who, in the case of Georgia v. Brailsford, stated, quote, "Justice is indiscriminately due to all, without regard to numbers, wealth, or rank," unquote. As always, have a great second half of your week, and thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every awesome corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.